This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A Missouri man is charged with gunning down his neighbor in a violent confrontation that ended a lengthy history of harassment. Jeffrey King, 42, shot 41-year-old Chris Wells 13 times in the street in front of their homes and then tried to blame the victim for hitting him first. When police arrived on the scene, they found King with his hands up and Wells lying on the ground. When asked what happened, he replied, "He attacked me, punched me in the face, and I shot him dead." Two juvenile witnesses told police they watched from a car as King stood over the victim. They observed King shoot the victim in the back as the victim was lying face down on the ground. Wells' wife told police that King had a history of harassing neighbors that began before they moved into the neighborhood in 2023 and that the harassment had been documented by both the Homeowners Association and law enforcement. The incident that ended with Wells' death on Monday began when the wife was out walking her dog when she saw King throw a blanket onto her front yard. She went inside and called her husband at work, and he came home to confront King. The two met in the street, and a physical altercation began that ended with multiple gunshots. The wife did not see the shooting, but came out and saw Wells lying in the street. The affidavit concludes with the statement that King has been involved in a long-running series of confrontations with his neighbors, which have over time only escalated in severity. Neighbors came to court on Wednesday when King pleaded not guilty to murder and armed criminal action. Courtney Brown said, quote, "I'm sickened. I was just intently focused on him, looking at him and just trying to think how someone could be so vain." She called Wells a very good guy. Quote, "He didn't deserve to be the one to get gunned down like that. I just hope that justice is served and he gets what he deserves." King was ordered held on a $5 million bond with a hearing set for next Tuesday. More crime and justice news after this. A Tennessee church deacon was arrested Wednesday and charged with 9 counts of especially aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor after his wife found photos and videos on his phone of a teenage babysitter using the toilet and shower and changing clothes in their bathroom. Christopher Thomas Collins, 42, was removed from his position as a deacon at Abba's House in Hickson after his arrest. An arrest affidavit says that Collins asked his wife to hold his phone while he was undergoing a medical procedure, and she looked at his phone for evidence of suspected infidelity. What she found were explicit images of their former babysitter, a 15-year-old family acquaintance. She said she first deleted the files, which appeared to have been recorded on cameras hidden in the home's downstairs bathroom, but then took screenshots from the phone's recently deleted folder. Then she sought guidance from her church, Abba's House, where staff members urged her to contact police. The woman told police she confronted Collins about the cameras, and he told her he had installed the cameras to look for rats. The arrest report reads, she further reported that her husband stated he had forgotten the cameras were recording and claimed he hid the files from her to avoid jealousy. Police quickly took Collins into custody, fearing that evidence could be destroyed, and seized his cell phone. He later gave them permission to search the phone and his home. At the home, they found small cameras and an older cell phone and obtained SD cards from them. One camera was near the water heater in the bathroom, focused on the shower and toilet. Collins told police that he knew about the cameras and used a mobile app to view images from them, saying that he had seen a nude image and kept it for a while before deleting it. Police conducted a forensic examination of Collins' phone and found 9 video files recorded on hidden cameras in the bathroom. They showed a girl entering and exiting the shower, using the toilet, and changing clothes. They were all time-stamped for last year. The affidavit said the videos were taken without the girl's knowledge and in a place she had a reasonable expectation of privacy. A spokesperson for Abba's House said Collins lost his deacon title when he was arrested. The church released a statement, quote, "Through the course of a marriage counseling session, Chris Collins' wife revealed that she had found videos on her husband's phone of a minor. We immediately reported it to the police and they are handling the situation. We are caring for his wife and kids during this tragic time." Chris Collins had been a member of the church for 4 years and served as a deacon. He has been removed from that role. Collins is being held on a $450,000 bond. A U.S. Bureau of Land Management officer has been charged with second-degree murder after a drunken brawl at a Wyoming bar last week left a man dead. Lander police did not name the man charged with second-degree murder. 2 other men were charged with being an accessory before the murder or the victim, who died in the January 9th fight. However, Cowboy State Daily identifies the killer as Richard Deke Dollard and the victim as Evan Denovan. The 2 other men arrested were Dollard's brother, 54-year-old Justin Dollard, and his nephew, 21-year-old Jesse Dollard. Charging documents say the brawl took place at the Maverick Restaurant Lounge, and that surveillance footage showed an upset Jesse Dollard pointing to Denovan just before his relatives launched an attack on him. Justin Dollard claimed that Denovan yelled he would kick his ass and took off his hat and glasses to fight. He claimed Denovan hit him first, and that at one point, his brother pulled Denovan back to de-escalate the situation. Jesse Dollard told police that his father, Justin Dollard, gets hot-headed and went after it, and that Richard Dollard broke up the fight because he is trained in de-escalation. But the surveillance video showed around 8 to 10 people fighting when Richard Dollard's version of de-escalation, putting Denovan in a rear naked chokehold, began. Dollard held Denovan in the chokehold for about 30 seconds before letting him fall to the floor, limp. Justin Dollard kicked him after he fell to the floor. The person who called 911 reported that Denovan was not breathing and was all purple. Witnesses attempted to revive him until police arrived and took over, but none were able to resuscitate him. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.